Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, y'all? We are the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks featuring Yummy and Dark Phoenix. We are the Side Chicks because we give our side of the issues. We are an irreverent and comedic podcast hosted by two seductive and fully grown women that explores pop culture and relationships.
That's right. And if you want a behind the scenes glimpse of what fully grown and seductive women talk about when no one is listening, no holds barred, this is your podcast. I'm talking unfiltered. I'm talking not safe for work. And by the way, not for Karens or prudes.
That's right. So check us out at yummyfearless.com.
Hey. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We're back. So
Yummy. What's good?
I don't know. It's the holiday season.
Yeah.
Christmas time or Hanukkah or whatever your thing is.
Yeah.
Did you ever celebrate Kwanzaa?
Kind of, sort of. When
okay.
When I had kids and I didn't have money to get them some at Christmas. Like, we're doing Kwanzaa this year.
I gift you an ear of corn.
Right to the last minute. Did you ever do Kwanzaa?
You know, I think of myself as the type of person that should do Kwanzaa, but I just could never quite get into it.
It's time. Maybe we should. The commercialism of the traditional Christmas.
But Christmas is for kids. And our kids, they're grown, so that's on them. They gonna do.
Yes, girl. So much to talk about.
Yeah.
We have to get caught up on some things.
Okay.
Now, so where do we start?
Well, we did a Shanquilla Robinson episode.
Right.
And we sort of jumped the gun.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Nobody's been arrested.
Yet. No one has been arrested.
They've been charged. One person has been charged, but that's it.
You know,
not arrested. Charged, but not arrested.
Okay. Okay.
Because they're still trying to figure out how she could be extradited. They haven't even named her, which I think is ridiculous. But basically, there are a lot of hoops to jump through. So that the Mexican government and the American government can work together to issue an arrest warrant here is from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So right now the case remains, you know, open. Nobody has been arrested, but people know who what do they call them? The
Cabo Six.
The Cabo Six. People know who they are.
But one of the local news stations, he was able to locate the girl, Alyssa. He was able to locate her and whoever, I guess she's a nurse or something. Somebody that worked with her called them and told them when she would be leaving. So they were by her car waiting on her.
Good.
Of course, she said nothing. She just got in the car. But people were just shocked that she's just going on with her life.
Yeah, just going to work, business as a nurse. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad. We're gonna pray for her family, and we're gonna continue to push for justice for that young lady.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there has been a significant amount of discussion in regards to, I think is that ABC. TJ Holmes and Amy Roback.
Yes. Yes.
Little situation.
So school the public if they haven't heard.
Well, actually, it was a UK paper that, by the way, they are no joke, that got those pictures and the Daily Mail.
What?
It wasn't even American.
Wow.
It was a UK
nosy Brits.
So random. I'm like,
That just seems so fucking random to me.
It does. Like, why are you following
TJ Holmes? Most people probably don't even know who TJ Holmes is. But like, you came all the way over the pond. So the picture that they got of them when they were leaving their little getaway in the woods, mm-hmm. and he felt her butt up. The Daily Mail got those pictures.
First of all, can we admonish TJ?
Listen. Okay, so both TJ and Amy are still technically married, but they are claiming that they started their little relationship after they decided to separate from their spouses. However, TJ's wife, who I think currently is a lawyer for Rockefeller.
And beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Second wife. That's his second wife, by the
way.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she was his second. But she said, apparently, she said that she thought they were working it out. So she was really shocked by all of this.
Wow. Wow, TJ. Mm-hmm. But that's not the story. The story is, what's the girl's name that TJ was caught whose butt he was rubbing?
Amy Roback.
Amy Roback. She went back to work. TJ did not.
I didn't know she was back.
Yes, she went back to work. TJ has not been, because at first they suspended them, or they were, I don't know if they suspended them, but they were like off from work for like a couple of days.
Yeah.
Came back. TJ, not so much.
I did not know that. But you know what? When it happened, I thought to myself, I said, watch, she might be okay, but that nigga duck might be drowned after this. For real.
They're in love, though. I think they're in love.
Okay.
In love.
Let me tell you something. So they were trying to sort of communicate this, like, this is a, you know, something unique that happened. This is a real relationship or whatever. But then they say that TJ had just been having a year and a half affair with a producer.
TJ has a history and a pattern of the bullshit, I see.
Yes. I was like, that nigga a hoe.
I thought, and here's the thing. I kind of sometimes see and watch TJ every now and again. I'll catch something that he seems so above board. Like, just, he does not seem like the hoe type.
But you know, no, I don't know. Because to me, he fake as fuck. Like, all of his fake charm, like, all of it, every time I've ever looked at him, I'm like, that nigga be pouring on extra thick.
But all that shit fake. That's kind of the nature of their business. But I like that he always goes hard for Black issues.
Okay, here's the other thing. So he also does something that I think Snoop Dogg used to do too. They are married to Black women, but they cheat with every other.
It appears that is the case.
And not to say that your dating choices, you know, impact, you know, what you feel passionate about. I'm not saying that, but he did strike me as the type of person that sort of plays a public character.
Oh,
that
for sure.
Probably is not really at. And I think some of that stuff to me are the Black issues that he gets passionate about, you know, every now and then.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. But a lot of people do that.
Yeah, especially in morning news, you know, morning news anchors and morning news shows.
But there are a lot of Black men in public facing positions where they like to give the impression that they date Black women when in fact they don't. Another motherfucker that does that is P. Diddy.
Okay, can we talk about P. Diddy for a second? Can we just talk about this motherfucker? He is turning into Nick Cannon. He and Nick Cannon should be twins.
Dick Cannon.
How many babies are you going to have by how many baby mamas? And could you please sit? And then, oh my gosh, so many things. First of all, you're 162 years old.
Them young girls fighting over him, though.
And proud. They are proud.
I don't know why they playing. because I know sexuality is a spectrum, but P. Diddy's spectrum leans more towards men than women. I don't give a fuck what he says.
They wouldn't know, and they don't care. But this dude, and then what about Carisha? What about poor Carisha? He didn't have a baby on her.
Here's the thing with Carisha. You know, this isn't good for her brand. Because, you know, they whole city girl thing. It's like, we break a nigga and pay me nigga.
Right, right, right.
You know, and damn, ain't no love and all that. That's their brand. Even though publicly, both of those city girls, I've seen them simping. You know, like y'all talk some shit. Mm-hmm. But I said to say, yeah, Carisha talks a game and presents this, but she not really about that life like she thought she was.
Well, like playing, like being a player and
yeah, like she can handle it. And, okay. Like she can handle it. Like, yeah.
What makes you say she's not about that life?
Her reaction to this situation.
What was her reaction?
She got into a public argument with what's that little chubby DJ Academics. So he didn't even at her. He made a comment about the situation, but everybody's going to comment about the situation. And the other thing with people that, like, when something goes sour in their situation, they be like, stay out of my business. But you don't want up here posting your, you know, receipts for money. You post that y'all went here. You talk about it. So people going to talk. But she went back and forth with him. I'm not no side bitch to nobody. And it's like,
You're in your feelings a little, though.
She is really in her feelings. But that girl is 28 years old. But one more time, you know, rappers are like WWE characters. They're actors.
Yes, they're playing characters. Mm-hmm.
So all of that talk as a city girl, that ain't true. It ain't true. There's she got feelings for that dude.
Yeah, and there's a lesson in it. And I've said this before. You know, men play at the game of love all in the name of sex. Women play at the game of sex all for the sake of love. And I just don't think that we're cut like that. I don't think that we as women, old, young, even the old hoe that we talked about. Right. What was her name?
Hattie.
Yes. We're not cut like that. I don't think that we are cut like that. And maybe there are a lot of men who may not be cut like that either, but right now they're winning that game. They're winning at that game. So
yeah, she's not.
That's the second time he has like publicly humiliated her, in my opinion.
Yeah. So then he comes on after the big blow up with her and DJ Academics. So then P. Diddy tweets, she's not a side chick. She never has been one, never will be one. I'm serious about my shorty WAP.
So you don't get the fuck out of here. That's it. Are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Nobody asked for that. Nobody wanted that. I'm sure Carisha is like, fuck that. Man, get out of here.
But here's, pay attention, everybody. He sort of defended her, but he didn't quite. He almost act like she was a mascot. What the fuck is a shorty WAP?
He reduced her to a shorty WAP.
My shorty WAP.
You don't you ever call a grown ass woman a shorty?
A shorty WAP? A mother or two? I'd be like, who the fuck talking to?
Oh my gosh!
I don't play about my shorty WAP.
You're worse. That's worse. That's worse than you not saying anything.
Listen, he does not fuck with his peers. Diddy is in his 50s. That girl is 28 years old because anybody.
That part.
Because I was in these streets when he was in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you something. Don't fucking call me a mascot name like you doing me some type of fucking favor or something.
I'm telling you.
Shut the fuck. Who do you think you talking to?
Right.
A shorty WAP. I could draw what I think that is. Like, what the fuck is a shorty WAP?
Shorty WAP.
You been hanging out with my sassy girl and you gonna text that shit? Nigga, I will fuck you up. You got to, he got to keep playing with these kids. Because that's what, Diddy don't want no woman.
Let's call your penis Shorty Wop. How about that?
Right. I would have been like, I don't play with your little Shorty Wop. Bitch, the fuck out of here. I'd rather you she say nothing. Got,
she probably, I wonder if Carisha has receipts about other things with him. I mean, like, does he like fingers in the ass? Does he like objects up his ass? I bet he does. I bet she's done some stuff.
But you anyways. Know what? He's really crafty at, you know, I feel like his ass activities. So he knows what this is. You know, Carisha was good for his brand.
She really was.
Okay. She's good for his brand.
She could stave off all the rumors temporarily.
And P. Diddy is like a lot of those dudes. They're like vampires. They just mm-hmm. want to drain that young energy, but they don't mean no nothing good for them girls. They want to get what they can get.
Well, I wish him well with his newborn baby. That is a little bit, I don't know if he knows what he's getting into being 162 years old, but hey, you more know. Power to you, Diddy. And Carisha, run. Don't
but
walk.
But also, so the other... And here's my other thing when we brought up race. To me, when Diddy does mess with women, Diddy has an Asian fetish. Diddy has a complete Asian fetish. Which
you might be right about that. You might be on the side. He
does. And God bless him. But here's the thing. It doesn't fit the public narrative that he wants to present. Like, he's all about everything Black, Black issues, Black. I'm talking for the Black... And you don't, and you have an Asian woman fetish. So peep game, the Carisha thing was also good marketing for him. But when you see the women that he actually fucks with, they're all Asian. So wow. Carisha was just arguing with this other Asian girl that's also on his team. They've what? Gone back and forth before on the internet. Yes. So this time the girl was like, something to the effect, imagine always beefing with me and he went out and got another bitch pregnant. Ooh. City Girls Down 1000.
Oh no.
So then she starts going back and forth with this chick, like no, calling her sushi. All of this. Yeah, and then it got racial.
No.
All of this. Yeah, I was like, wow, y'all going hard. But I say it's an additional set of evidence to me that little thing she got going with him means more to her
mm-hmm.
than she would maybe intended.
Right.
Or planned. Because he's super rich. He's generous. He's knowledgeable. He's powerful. He's very charismatic.
He's old. So
but he looks decent for his age. But like the old don't mean nothing because he still has a lot of equity, you know, in the hip hop community and world, you know. So
does he?
Still, he does. It's still a come up.
Well,
it's still a come up.
I thought Carisha had a little bit more cachet than that, than to need that. At least she was. I thought she was getting it. I know she's a producer on the HBO show, so that would tend to lead. I mean, she's on the up and, you know, she's on the up and coming list of artists. I think she has her whole future ahead of her. I think it's a blessing. Get the hell out of there.
But you play. Know what? You can say that because you are a grown ass woman
mm-hmm.
who
you been were. Through it.
You've been in the school of this as long as Diddy has.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you're gonna have a different perspective. But somebody at 28. She still has hopes for a fantasy at 28.
Yeah.
She still has hopes for a fantasy. And she's like most women who think, I know all these other bitches, blah, 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 but he ain't met me yet.
Yeah.
He met me yet. Not realizing none of this is about you, though.
No. Tiger does not change his stripes.
No. And none of this is about you, though.
But I think, you know, the thing that bothers me most, I think, about the whole Diddy thing, because isn't the woman that he just had the baby with, how old is she?
I think she's somewhere around that same age.
Yeah.
Like late 20s.
That's the thing that just is kind of sickening to me. Like he has not only, you say he has a Asian fetish. I think he has a thing for really young women.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just not a good, it's unattractive. Maybe it's attractive to them. I guess. Yeah. For the one who just had his baby, clearly that's that's attractive to him, to her, but yeah,
those are young girls. Those are young girls. I was looking at this. It was some thing on Cassie.
She seems so young, too young for him.
She was damn near a teenager.
And she was built like a little boy. So,
wow.
Now that's no shade. I'm just saying that's no shade. That's just telling you how young she was. She didn't even have curves.
She hadn't even developed her woman body yet. She hadn't even developed her woman body.
I feel like he
absolutely groomed her. Then the other thing is like she was on his label. It's almost like when they say, some of the black women during slavery would have sex with the slave owners. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, sometimes they consent. Due to the setup of the relationship, it's never capable of consenting.
Right. It's so asymmetric of power, right. Asymmetry of power.
Right. So you're talking about a young girl who's signed to you, who's dependent on you to promote her stuff in her career. To me, whether she consented or not, and that she was not at a position where she would even she couldn't know how to consent. Even if she didn't want to do that, the power balance was just so fucked up that, it's what it is. But I was looking at it and they were like going through her career. And by the way, she never really found any musical success with him. And if you looked at the scan of that relationship, she stopped even putting out music. Her mm-hmm. career died. How does your career die and you are fucking P. Diddy and he's claiming you, as his woman?
She had a few good hits. She wasn't just a one-hit wonder. She had two hits. Okay. But she wasn't that talented. I'm sorry, you guys. She was not that talented.
Before she got with Diddy, her one major hit, the first one.
That wasn't him?
That was pre him.
I thought
when she actually got with him, it never popped.
Me and you, right? Me and you.
Yeah, so that was Ryan Leslie.
Oh, wow.
She was with Ryan Leslie then. And I think he produced that and helped her. But she never had a song anywhere near that when she went over to Diddy. And for the record, they say he took her from Ryan Leslie. They say that Ryan Leslie as well, was having a relationship with her.
Oh, Jesus, have mercy.
They try to downplay it because she, I guess for part of it, the thought is that she wasn't quite 18.
Right.
Yeah. But even if she had been 18, Ryan Leslie, he's old as fuck.
That is disgusting. Oh, I don't even want to know this.
Let's say he was 35 then. I don't know. Let's say he was 35.
That's disgusting.
Even if she was 18, it's like, nigga.
They said the same thing about Aaliyah, though.
And now we know the truth about that.
There may be some predatory behavior in the industry, in the hip hop industry.
Oh, my gosh.
But I want to pivot for a second because I heard something this week that has to do with Diddy. Well, indirectly, because he had a group on making the band called Danity Kane.
Yeah.
Do you remember that group? And then one of the members became kind of bigger than the group. And so she tried to do mm-hmm. some stuff. Well, she thought she was bigger than the group. She tried to do some things outside of the group, like become a solo artist. Her name was Aubrey O'Day. Remember her? She was the white girl who was really mouthy and all that stuff. I think she and Diddy had something going, by the way, too. But she put out something this week talking about she used to date Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I was like, that's really odd for her. She said she claims that he's not the same person now that he was when she met him, when she participated on The Apprentice. Mm-hmm. But that's just so curious to me. That's just so curious.
I also think that when she had something going with him, he was married.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
First of all, he looks like a lizard.
And his teeth are huge. He looks like he has like a gigantic set of dentures on.
He is not.
It's like, how the fuck you do that?
He is not easy on the eyes. And she, I used to think, was really pretty. She's done a lot of, she's had a lot of work over the years. She
looks like a bloated mess.
She looks bloated.
She looks a bloated mess.
I don't know if she has friends who like, baby, stop. Don't do anymore. Her,
and I thought she was so pretty too.
She was gorgeous to me. Yes. And she could sing and dance. She's kind of like the perfect package.
Yeah.
Now she looks like a cross between RuPaul and and maybe Lil' Kim. I don't know. If RuPaul and Lil' Kim had a baby. It'd
be Audrey O'Day.
Oh. The big lips and the big boobs and the big hips and
then she's like orange. I'm like, no wonder you dated somebody from the Trump family. Like, did y'all go get orange together? Like, what the fuck is this?
Does not make sense. Let's pivot again for a minute. So let's talk about Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Deion. Okay, so Deion, if you don't know, he used to be a coach as of a couple of weeks ago, up until a couple of weeks ago, when he took a job as a coach at a mainstream school, and I can't think of the school right now, but
it's like Colorado.
Colorado, that's right. And but up until then, for the past couple of years, 3 years, I think, he was the coach for an HBCU called Jackson State University, took him to a national championship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Used all of his connections to get them uniforms, better the facilities and everything. Plus his sons played there.
Yeah.
And they're really talented. If you don't know who Deion Sanders is, really just gifted athlete, just completely gifted, and had the gift of charisma. So he's had a long multiplicity, is that the word, career. Mm-hmm. But he received a lot of backlash because he took a job and basically resigned his job as coach for Jackson State and HBCU and is going to go coach at Colorado. So what do you think about that? What do you think about the backlash he's received?
I don't think the backlash is fair. You know, obviously he did a lot for Black colleges in general by doing that, because he was able to recruit the number one football recruit to Jackson State, which normally
number one,
normally, even though they're always Black, you know, they go to white schools.
Yep.
So that was revolutionary.
Absolutely.
He only had a year left on his contract at Jackson State. But to me, Deion will end up being a head coach for an NFL team.
Yes.
To me, that's eventually how this is going to go.
And it should.
And exactly.
It absolutely should.
Yeah. So it was just part of the, it's just part of the thing, you know, but coaches, you know, they're migrant workers.
Like, that's exactly
what
they
are. Really the nature of coaching.
And anybody who criticizes him leaving, you know, coaches don't stay. You don't know anything about football then. You don't know anything about college football. Coaches do not, especially if they started a small school. The whole idea is that they get some exposure, they get some credit, they get experience, and then they move on to the next biggest thing. And that's just the nature of the business. If you're not moving, if you're a coach and you're not moving up to the next level, you considered a failure.
Yeah, you could, but he did what he intended to do.
He raised
the profile of that school. Of course, we know about Jackson State, but now ESPN talks about Jackson State.
Yes.
You know, and as Black colleges, we don't necessarily get that type of attention.
Absolutely.
Though. So they can't even measure, you know, to me, the contribution, you know, that he has made to the university, to the athletic system that they have.
To HBCUs.
So
a couple years ago, it was unheard of, like you just said, for the top recruits to go to HBCUs. Not only are they going to the likes of Jackson State, they're going to Howard University, they're going to Hampton University. All of this elevates the HBCU, and people are all, now it's getting exposure because HBCUs typically get left out of any conversation. So I don't have anything bad to say about Deion. I think that he was phenomenal. For him to take a small program to national championships, mm-hmm. I don't see anything wrong with that. And he could go anywhere. Let me tell you, he didn't have to coach. He did not even have to do that.
No.
The man could have easily set back. To me, just the fact that he poured into these young men, mm-hmm. That for the time he did, I'm sure if you talk to any one of them, they don't have any malice or anything bad to say about him.
None.
I'm sure of it. You're talking about one of the best to ever do it. Deion Sanders not only was a major force, you know, in the NFL, but he also was played Major League Baseball.
Yeah. He's like the only person that in one day played an NFL game and an MLB game.
Yep.
So, I mean, he is a phenomenal person. I really enjoy how he's matured and how he's evolved. I remember when he was still married to his ex-wife, the mother of like the kids that he has playing with him now, and they had a reality show.
I remember that too.
And I actually liked it. I used to watch it, but before I started watching the reality show, I thought his calling was sports.
As
a player. But when I saw him on his reality show and how he mentored kids and take kids on, I was like, no. That's his ministry.
Yes.
That's his ministry.
And you're talking about a man raised by a single mom.
Yes. So as successful as he was as a player, to me, he really walking in his truth right now because his impact is so far reaching and he's going to change, you know, kids' lives. He's going to continue
100%
to, you know, improve people's spirituality and just their overall well-being. So that's a blessing. And I'm really proud of him.
And he gets
a lot of athletes don't mature well.
And they don't care. I mean, I won't say they don't care. I'm saying that just to your point. A lot of athletes, they take their change, their little coins, mm-hmm. and they go and they open up a restaurant, or they go and they, you know, try to parlay that into, you know, a broadcasting career. Mm-hmm. What's the dude's name with the Gap that used to have a Gap too? That's on Good Morning America. What's his name?
Strahan. Yeah.
Let it be known that Deion Sanders went to Michael Strahan when he first went to Jackson State, said, mm-hmm. these guys look crazy. They don't, you know, we out here looking crazy. Michael Strahan furnished the whole program new uniforms. Okay.
Deion
Sanders used his connections to better the whole experience for those boys. So I don't even want to hear, he's okay with me.
Wow.
I wish him well.
And that's so interesting because like I literally would think to myself, I'm like, they look great. Mm-hmm. It was like they just like Coach Prime, as he's called now. I would just look at him in all the Jackson State gear and they'd be so mm-hmm. fucking fly. I'm like,
they weren't when he first got there.
They
were not. So he used his connects and helped better the program, give them better facilities, better, you know, uniforms, things like that. So I don't have anything bad to say about Deion.
Or as we would say, my crotch to you.
I can't believe you remember that. Oh, I remember that. I cannot believe you remember that.
My crotch. Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, review, subscribe, and share. It helps other listeners find us. And don't forget to follow us at Yummy Fearless on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and even Pinterest, where you'll find additional content from today's show and also our highly curated He Can Get It list. As always, you can listen to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks on Apple iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Spotify. And if no one else has told you today, we love you and thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network.
Discover more Audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following at Podfix on Twitter, official_Podfix on Instagram, at Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.